The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm Paige.
I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, nothing bothers me more than hearing someone say, well, I saw this on TikTok.
God.
But just because it's on TikTok doesn't make you look good or it's a good idea.
That's with everything.
So there's
it's all on TikTok.
There's a trend now on TikTok where women are using Sharpies as permanent markers, as lip liners.
I had a great aunt that did that. I don't know if it's a Sharpie, but it was, I thought it might have been tattooed, but her eyebrows, I guess, just fell out at some point in her life, and she had it. It wasn't tattooed, because they were against that. You'd go to hell if you got a tattoo, especially on the face.
Yeah.
But it was drawn on in some kind of permanent way, and it was just very strange.
Her hair color?
Not in any way, shape, form, or fashion. It was purple, her hair, but her eyebrows was black as the night.
I will not say who alleged this, straight up said it, but someone alleged that Hulk Hogan would use mascara on his face to get the beard black.
Oh, God.
In the Hollywood Hogan
days. I bet that is not good for...
Clumpy.
Yeah. No, but, you know, Bischoff said he was dyeing his hair every week, too, back then. So.
Bischoff was?
Yeah.
I remember when they shaved his head and the roots were completely gray, and I'm like, what?
Yeah. It's common for men to dye their beards and their eyebrows.
My God, you look at me. This is what I get. I don't make fun, but I kind of crack jokes about Fat Boy. You know, he's literally a mustache away from being Santa Claus. For some reason, it's still dark up there, but everything else is white. Big Brown is like from the womb room here, the soul patch.
Uh-huh.
It's like it's split in half, and like two like white legs are coming out of his beard.
Yeah, his is long too.
Mine's just now starting to go a little. It looks like maybe I had a powdered donut recently.
Yeah,
or did some coke, something like that. Well, I don't want to. It's.
You look fine to me.
You are hitting on me this morning, a lot.
Sorry, a lot. I mean, a whole lot.
Oh my God.
Come take it.
This
is for you. Yes. Look, it's hard to get in this position right now, bitch. Come take it.
Welcome
messed
to
up all you papers.
Corporate training.
That was her computer. I knocked over. Oh, my God. That was trying to be fun in the
moment. What's he wrong in saying, come take it, bitch? It's right here.
No, it's funny.
She likes to be called a bitch.
I am a bitch.
I like in our training, you can guess wrong and still get it right.
If you're never called a bitch, you're not doing something right, and you're not in power of what you should be. Because I'm a bitch at times, and I have to be. So there you go.
That's awesome. She likes you to elbow her sometimes, occasionally. Like, mm-hmm. You know.
I just realized I hurt myself for some physical comedy that only two people saw, but 500,000 will hear. Fun.
Okay, so this trend is not a good idea.
It's bigger than 500,000. Let me say that.
According to the experts, and one woman shared her technique, and she was so impressed.
Eight.
A lot bigger.
You know, Sharpies have more shades. Here's the deal.
Yeah. Different colors, too.
What if you accidentally used a Vis-a-Vis and it accidentally just erased
throughout the day? Eating that though, because whatever is in the marker could be making you sick with dyes or whatever, you know.
Well, it's like when ball players wear the black paint, whatever that is, on the face. It's got to be just as bad, right?
And just because you're an influencer doesn't mean you're an expert.
Like, what does
on anything?
What does someone like Sting's face look like, or like an old clown? You know, like what?
Oh, like it soaked it in over the years.
Like after a while, especially back in the 70s and 80s, like that was probably not good paint. Like it was probably cancer paint or lead paint or something.
Not safe like it is now. Like it's probably got to be a lot safer now.
Spirit of Halloween probably spearheaded that one.
And you eat a lot of things that are dyes that are going through the FDA, but the
yellow dye, red
markers
dye.
Aren't being...
Apparently, I eat a lot of brown things.
Well, yeah. And a dermatologist says that Sharpies clearly contain toxins, and that can be concerning and risky. And
would it hurt, though, like if you sweat and it went into your eyes? Like that, would it do anything other than just stinging?
Probably get you high.
I don't know what's in there, but it could irritate your eye very much.
Yeah.
Be too strong for it.
Mm. Oh, did you see the picture of Sting's kids, Junior and Garrett?
Yeah.
At AEW.
He's going to be a grandpa. I became a grandpa. We became grandpas before Sting did. Jesus Christ.
Did you tell him that when you met him?
No. I was just two in all.
Do you say second time you met him?
Yeah. Friends now. I've met him twice.
Then I think it was a couple weeks after you met him, he started doing Wolfpack paint for a little bit.
Thank God. I mean, thank God does it look right when a 68-year-old man's wearing red face paint? Like white, I can kind of see it as maybe you're a mime. Red face paint?
Like his whole face is red, like he's angry?
Plus, he's got the Fu Manchu now, so he's painting that too.
Yeah, and that. I don't know. I don't want to. I love the guy. I do.
But this is the farewell tour for face paint.
I'm just glad that I was able to get a face paint picture.
Yeah, because he ain't gonna do it after.
Because my other picture he just had on sunglasses, and it's like, well, you're stealing my bit now.
Well, Britney Spears is in the news if you care.
Yeah,
she throwing knives again.
No, she's just doing some other strange activity. She announced on Instagram that she had adopted a baby girl. A beautiful baby girl named Lennon London Spears.
It's going to be a dog, ain't it?
But it sounded like a weird joke. So she had the folks at Child Protective Services getting ready for some overtime on Sunday when she posted this on Instagram. And it probably didn't happen. And it was apparently a bad joke.
You're talking about CPS.
She did put some.
I took her baby.
Little winking emojis after her announcement on Insta.
So it's an animal then.
I don't know.
I saw that quite.
How do you think about that?
Recently, someone I know actually posted that. Actually, within the last week, we're welcoming a new addition, and
maybe it's a little kitten.
Just overly asking for attention at that point, though. If you put a picture of you and your family, and then there's this little bubble over mom. You're thinking, well,
baby.
And then after the joke's out, they remove the little squiggly lines and it shows them holding a little puppy. I'm like, y'all wrong for that.
Got me thinking, got me worried.
Got the family all riled up. Oh, we got a baby coming in the family.
And the husband's like, wait, we haven't had sex in a year and a half. Whose puppy is that?
It's an AI baby.
You know what? We'll get to that.
Yep.
Back in our day, we carried around a bag of sugar.
Had that baby.
Or a bag of flour. Probably sugar in my case.
If they teach home ec still, I don't know if they do.
Which is heavier, sugar?
Would they have an app for the, like a baby app?
If they don't, they probably should get Huffling and Mifflin working on it.
A baby app? How to get pregnant? Yeah.
No. The baby always cries, whines. You got to feed. You got to put your boob up to the iPad.
The phone starts vibrating when the baby cries or something.
Oh, okay.
You got to change its diaper, which means you got to put it in a different OtterBox or something.
Okay.
Some way to teach them.
All right. Well, Neil Diamond attended a performance of the Neil Diamond musical and sang Sweet Carolina.
Himself?
Yeah,
from the audience. He's real bad off right now.
Despite he's 84 and battling Parkinson's disease, and he gave it his all.
I didn't know he had Parkinson's.
Yeah, real, real bad.
In L.A. on Saturday.
God. I hate to see. Oh, that was the chair, I swear to God. But I hate to see. Like, we were talking about Alan Jackson earlier. I kind of felt bad about the little thing I said. But and even back to yesterday when I said I'd like to go see Willie Nelson in concert with some kind of VR headphones on where I would see him performing, but it would sound like old Willie.
Old Willie.
Yeah, I hate to see. But if he killed it, though, he killed it. Yeah, that's good.
So you want a sample?
You have it for you?
Yeah, I'll play it for you. Normal, right?
Well, there's a lot of people singing along, but isn't it weird that with a singer, like, you're almost asked to continually be in concert, but people aren't going to, let me think of one that's still alive, people aren't going up to Carl Yastrzemski and saying, come on, man, play some ball with us tonight.
They're going up to his grandson talking about his granddad.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, they're not doing that. That's weird.
But it's but he sounded fine.
Pretty good.
I saw, speaking of that, I saw a video online of Michael J. Fox at a benefit last weekend. Oh, my Lord.
I'm glad they started putting him in the chair because you thought he was going to fall.
He wasn't this night. He was walking the whatever carpet, and I was like, first off, I can't remember her name off the top of my head. She is a saint. She is just...
Oh, his wife?
Yeah. What a saint of a woman.
Tracy, is that her name?
Yeah,
Tracy,
she's been with him.
Yeah. What a saint of a woman. But, yeah, and, it's just sad. Just so sad. Like...
Because he wants to be out there doing the appearances.
And you know what? He said one time, he wants people to see that. Because a lot of people, when they get that, they'll go into hiding because they're embarrassed or their ego or vanity. He's like, I want everybody to see the uncomfortable. And I'm like, gosh, it's so tough to look at, but I get why he's saying it.
And my grandfather had it. It's terrible.
He's still doing the cons. You can take pictures with him, and he's doing the whole deal.
It's hard when you're completely mobile for 1 minute and then you're not the next. It's hard for you to your mind to comprehend that your life is going to be like that, and I feel for people like that.
Yeah.
No, Paige, say something funny.
I feel for him more than you do.
No,
it's competition. I just won.
I have felt for him already, so I didn't just start just now. I felt for him forever.
Well, thank you.
Didn't mean to be Debbie Downer.
Well, every day. You got Downer syndrome.
I do not.
I think we got to go to break now.
Yeah, we're done. I'm about to spray the walls with.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we're going to go to break real quick, Ben. All right. Good morning.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Man, we're out of time already.
No, we're not.
Damn.
You know, you were going to be jet-setting all the way across the country.
So I've thought about this too. You know, I used to. How old were you when you became a grandfather, Fat Boy? If I may ask a personal question, you don't like talking about.
Oh, 22.
So I just remember like all the
22
Fat Boy's the youngest grandpa in the South.
Probably still got the record.
Probably.
I don't know, man.
Dude. I don't know. And then you know. Albeit not in my 20s, and I became a grandpa and blah, blah, blah. And then Fat Boy was offered by a great friend of the show a chance to go to the national championship to see Clemson play.
That was the one they lost, the first one they lost to Alabama, though. Thank God it didn't go.
Sweet tickets. And I don't mean with a W. Well, they would have been that as well, with a W and a U. Sweet, sweet tickets. Real nice.
Private bathroom.
40-yard line.
Finger foods, light hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, some... airfare, the whole thing, and then Fat Boy turned it down.
Couldn't do it.
Man, I'd just rather watch the game at home. So it was in the group chat, which I can't read all of this because some of the language is coarse.
This is pretty rough. But, you know, nothing held back.
But so we're just talking back and forth, me and Radio's Fat Boy and Courtroom's Rob Inario and NASCAR's Jeremy Clements.
I wish I believed it when it came together. I'm like, you know what? I can believe that. Timing is perfect.
So I just send a fun little video on Thursday because it was hot as B-A-double-L-Z's.
Ooh.
And it just said, oh, man, it's hot as blank out here. I just left the firm. And... of course, not in a way to flex, because he doesn't flex. Like, you look at Jeremy Clement's social media.
He could.
He could flex, like, as chair. Like, he, and that's the thing. It's like, you ain't flexing. You live in, you know, people follow you to see what you're doing. It's not all, you can tell the flex. The flex is if you're standing by the jet with the crew standing there with you, like, you haven't done that before.
The normal person flex usually happens around tax time. Let's just be honest, it does.
So, Jug responds with a video of him flying in the air in a private jet.
It's nice, too.
And he actually kept the video going while he went to the restroom.
It's one of those, like, wood grain walls.
Yeah, and then he went further to show him in the cockpit with the pilots. And
favorite part of the plane, he said.
And then Jug says, I need Mattman to come with me and document a race. We could call it Mattman's Race Documentaries. I was like, you need to stick to driving a car and not naming things. So I said, I'll go freaking next. Well, I said a bad word. I'll go blinking next weekend. I'll just be home, blah, blah, blah. I'll take you to Sonoma, California, round trip. Take care of your room, too. Come on, C-C-M-O-N. I hate that. Let me say, Jeremy, if you're listening now, Jug Clements, I despise when you text the word come on. You don't talk like that.
No.
And it's a word that when people text it, they don't talk like that. It's just a...
Come on, man.
Come on. Come on. There's got to be a different way to spell it. So anyway.
Let's put you up in a room, flying you out there and back.
And a private jet. And he had already arranged for us to go to a freaking Oakland game, the A's.
Nice.
Oh, he went to the Giants.
Oh, Giants.
Yeah, Giants and Dodgers.
And he was going to this... winery, some kind of thing where mm-hmm. he says it's like, you know.
Good tasting.
Yeah, but it was one that's not like crazy priced, but like you get lit.
You get done the page tour, went and seen her old high school where she lived, all that stuff.
That's on the other side of the bay.
So I had, you know, you heard the talk a while back. Yeah, you got to have a real ID.
I don't have one of those.
Wait,
either.
For even private?
Yes.
I
did not. I thought with private jets, A, you didn't need a real ID. B, you could probably smuggle drugs.
Yeah, like they don't really – they check you on the tarmac, right? Like as far as like TSA,
it's not really a check.
It ain't really a check.
It's just kind of like, hey, you having a good flight? All right, cool. Thank you.
Do you have to show it or do you have to have it scanned?
I didn't think about that.
You know, I don't know the answer to that. But anyway, I said, dude, I don't have the real ID. Is that something I can just walk in there and get? He says, I think so. And I looked online. I was like, yes, I can. I need to go ahead and do that anyway. He's like, well, do you have a passport? And I was like, that just got revoked. And I was like, you know what? Damn it. I don't gaff as much as I used to. You remember that from earlier. And yes, I will do that. So I go to my local DMV. And, not local because there's not a local one to me. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah, you gotta
DMVs
wait
in Greenville are really positioned for only one side of Greenville.
They really are. Did you go to Berea?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the easiest one to get a license
from. Probably wiser
than
going to the one I went to.
Well, that was the one that I went to on day one. But I got there, and it was a 2-hour, 40-minute wait.
Oh, it sucks.
What?
And you have to wait for them to call your number.
2 hours. I said, 2 hours. So, like, can I leave and come back? Nope. Because if something happens, we call your number early. I'm like, you go to Dollywood, and you can go, you know.
But you started the ball early. Like, you were just going to get, you know, take care of it and then go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, literally, it's set online. You can just go in there and you have
the
documents.
You need a birth certificate and all that.
Got
on
that.
Hand.
Got to have that ready for the museum.
So were you like, you know what? I'm going to camp out here for the 3 hours or whatever.
Hell no.
Is it because you're like.
Because that's like, again, not saying anything about anybody, anything, but like that's a tough one to go to and wait that long. I mean, that's just all I'll say about that. That's a tough one to go to and just wait. It's not as... The one in Greer, I will say, is like more laid out for like comfort of 2 hours and 40 minutes. And so anyway... Oh, good Lord.
Dang,
so I go and I had all my stuff and it was only about a 25-minute wait. When I get up there, she says... okay, I notice you have glasses on because I wear readers to read.
Yeah, makes sense.
So if I ain't wearing them, I ain't reading nothing. And she said, I notice you have glasses. You have to wear those to read. And I'm like, yeah, they're readers. That's it. And she's like, okay, well, put them on to do the vision test. And I said, well, I don't need them to do that. I don't drive with them. She's like, well, but if you wear them to read, I need you to look at them. So here's the short end of the stick here, or the long story short. I put on the glasses, and I pushed my head in the thing where the numbers revealed, and it just wasn't connecting. Like, it was connecting, meaning with the readers pushing my head in to make the number or the letters pop up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The impression of my glasses was not going in far enough for the sides to be revealed. So I told her, I said, ma'am, I need to take the glasses off. I can read it with sir, if you wear those to read, you need to have them on. She's being kind of stern, but I mean, that's got to be
what's
a hellacious job. I looked at the name tag, but she was just doing her job. But I was like, no, you don't understand. I only wear them to, like, had they not been on my collar, she wouldn't have known. There's nothing on my license about needing them or whatever.
Don't they hold up a sign if you can't do that? Because your forehead has to touch to make the thing.
Yeah, but it... But you see, like, there's a, what, quarter inch between the end of the glasses and my head. So yeah. When I go to push my head in, it's pushing the glasses further into my eyes.
They used to have one on the wall you could read if you...
That's what I thought.
What the hell?
And you ain't got but one eye open on one of them. Like, you got a patch or something. So anyway, she gave me four chances. And she said she only had to give me three. She gave me four chances, and it wouldn't pop in like that. So I failed the vision test.
So you...
I even took a picture of it to show Jug because I didn't want him to think I was BSing him. I'm like, I want to show you. I sent him pictures of me waiting. I sent pictures of the failed thing or whatever. I was like, I can't. He's like, how are you going to get home? I'm like, well, I still got a driver's license.
I don't know if I'll
get another one.
Yeah, he did. Your
He was probably just joking, though. Well, I mean, reading, like if I was reading a map, yeah, but I'm not reading a map. I'm usually listening to a GPS. And to read a road sign, I don't need glasses.
No,
I only need them for like
your,
when we're sitting in the dark looking at laptops like we are right now.
You're farsighted, not nearsighted.
There's got to be a separate test. She
gave me the...
Oh, somebody dinosaur drop kicks her
on the way to work. An extra chance, but I was like, ma'am, I don't need them for that reason. And I was like, as I walked out, I was like, this sounds fake. This sounds like something... So I took a picture of it to send Jug, and I was like, I just want you to know, man, that... And he was fine with it.
Paid her off, Jug, to fail him.
He probably did, because I don't want him to go. I'll give this lady tickets to Darlington if she promises to fail him. That's why I didn't plug the machine all the way in or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm blind as a damn bat.
Rise, guys. Break it down.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people. Born on the 15th of July. Happy birthday.
No.
Or suck it. You ever notice really rich men when they wear ball caps? You can tell they don't wear ball caps ever.
Yeah.
Like that video they just showed on a commercial.
They don't know how to react.
They like it's just like it's a product placement for their brand, but it's like you can say what you want to. Trump knows how to wear a ball cap.
Now, if I don't have one, my head hurts. Trump
That's what I'm saying today. I feel naked without my hat on.
Well, we don't have any music for this.
Paige, quit looking.
Don't look.
You're naked.
We'll start with Mr. Fluffy himself.
Gabriel. Is it Iglesias or Iglesias?
It's Iglesias. Don't know if he's related to Julio Jr.
Doesn't look it at all.
Enrique.
He looks animated, in fact. Like, I see him, and I think he's a cyborg from south of the border. Not the great rest stop on the way to the beach, but literally.
I don't know why you would not want his comedy career. Easy jokes, easy setups, going through the motions.
Beloved.
Yeah.
Like, we found out with Mencia that half Latinos love him. The other half hate him.
Yeah.
Even with the other one. What am I saying? George Lopez. Same thing. Half and half. But Fluffy, everybody loves him.
But now you got these comics who are trying to, like, give you a message every time they step up.
All of them.
And the other comedians that want to be like that. I'm like, come on. Just be funny.
Why can't you? Why do you have to leave feeling remorseful or guilt? I want to leave remembering how funny that was and stealing the jokes for the next morning show. How old is Dave Chappelle, Paige?
No, Gabriel.
No, Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, jeez. 40.
I'm going to go 44.
He's a little older. He is 49 years old today.
He's still quite young.
Mr. Fluffy.
Ian Ziering.
Nope.
Gabrielle Carteris.
Nope.
Jenny Garth.
Nope.
Austin Green.
It is Brian Austin Green's birthday.
Old bag.
Old David. Jenny Garth looks great.
Dude, yes.
Man, she held up nicely.
You know, I may use it tomorrow. I may or may not. But it's one of those things. I was going to use it for Best Damn Audio, which, spoiler alerts, tomorrow. And it was, remember when Brian Austin Green on the show started a music career?
Oh, yeah.
And he would sing, and everybody would come to his concerts. And I didn't think about it until it was pointed out in the video that he sounded like Eric Cartman. So maybe I'll play that tomorrow on the BDA, and you can say, I will now. This is a sign from above.
I can hear it now. He was the voice guy, like the school DJ.
Old bag, Brian Austin Green. Thank God his first name's not Frank, huh?
Old David Silver did the announcements for West Beverly High.
Okay.
She didn't pick up on it.
Yeah, I know. 50. Big old 50.
55.
Ooh, somewhere in between you two.
52.
52. Brian Austin Green.
That's wild to think.
That's the only music we got for a while.
Carter Harris has got to be in her 70s.
Wait, she was the oldest on the show when it was going. Let's go with from Undercover Brother. Very funny guy. Eddie Griffin.
Oh, man.
The comedian. Hasn't done anything in a while.
But. You know, I was just about to say, not in a put-down thing, but what has he done since Undercover? I was about to say Juana Mann, but that wasn't him.
No. I forgot who that was. Where you been, Eddie?
I saw another Madea movie is coming out. And, you know, I still have only saw one of them, and I can't tell you which one it was. Boy, that one looks real funny.
They're pretty funny.
It looks real funny.
Especially the dad. The dad cusses a little more.
Is it like too much Nutty Professor, that kind of thing?
He plays all the parts, but, you know, they're... If you like it simple, like I want to laugh for an hour and a half.
There's no message or anything?
Sure, no.
Not, hey, you're a racist.
No, nothing like
that. Nothing about cross-dressing is okay. Or
now, anything. There might be in his other shows, but he's got a lot of shows.
Yeah.
I think he pretty much runs Atlanta at this point, as far as the local economy.
Well, that's where the players play.
It is
Call
true.
Call it ba-ba-ba. I'm going to go, because I've clearly forgotten who it was, I'm going to go 55, just out of mystery.
56.
Ooh, Eddie Griffin is 57.
50. Well, where's Bob?
Results today. I saw they're redoing this. I don't know who they're doing it with, but Red Sonja, or Sonja, some people would say.
Oh.
She was Drago's wife in Rocky IV. Flavor Flav's girlfriend on the Surreal Life Part 3.
Give me the initials. Let me feel smart.
B-N.
Brigitte Nielsen.
It is Brigitte Nielsen.
Oh, yeah.
She was on the show when she was on The Surreal Life. Flavor Flav was on here. He famously hung up on us.
You know, another piece of audio I would give part of my liver for. I really would.
God. I don't remember what we did to him.
It was not anything. I remember what it was, but if I try to explain it now, it will sound hateful. And it wasn't at all. It wasn't at all.
We asked him about an alleged incident, but he thought we were calling him a certain name.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
And exactly. Then he like we were going to question his manhood.
It's why in-person videos are the best. Not that he would have slugged us, but it would have been he would have seen our faces as we asked the question.
Right? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Brigitte Nielsen, who I think a better, younger, hotter version is Maurice, the Miz's wife. She reminds me of her a lot.
Maurice Ulle.
I'm going to say she's got to be like 68.
Okay, 70.
Brigitte is 62. Thought she's a little bit older. Let's go. This guy's a great
very
actor.
Tall.
Yeah, very tall.
Anything he's in, I'm going to watch. So I haven't started watching
Peter North.
Not just him. Allegations against him, though. I had to shift off him a little bit.
That's true.
Forrest Whitaker.
God, great actor. Great actor.
The show The King of Harlem. I haven't watched yet, but.
What's his best role, though, in your opinion? Other than. My brother's going to kill us.
Hey, man. Don't.
He's not going to kill us.
Is that your car, man? Is that your nice ride?
You seen your new Playboy?
Don't fool with it.
Bo Derek.
Oh, God.
In the TV edit. Don't fool with it.
Bull stud. It was bull stud and don't fool with it.
And then they just blurred out the mirror completely.
Have you seen the new Billy Bob Thornton commercial for a brand?
Yes.
And they,
because I keep saying, I got signal.
Oh, they apparently he originally said, kick ass, and they thought that was too coarse or whatever. So they, you can watch his lips and tell it's an edit. They have him say kick up.
Oh yeah,
open up a can of kick up. Like what?
That's what it was.
Yes.
It wouldn't let him, okay,
dude. I see it. And I'm like,
I was like, what is that?
What is wrong with an open up a can of whoop ass on your cell phone? Can I whoop up?
I can't
that's
say
embarrassing.
Ass.
That make. Anyway, how old is Billy Bob Thornton?
His band's coming to Liberty, South Carolina here soon.
Why?
Yeah, playing a show, brother.
They get 65. Wrong directions? How old, fat boy?
Forrest Whitaker is 64.
64.
I was close.
Years old
today. I was way off. I didn't even guess.
Let's go Let's go with Mr. When people talk about guitarists.
I'm not going to forget it now, man. Don't fool with it.
Don't fool with it.
You dumb stupid ass stupid.
I'll fool you. Joe Satriani.
Oh.
Usually when you talk about a guitarist,
yeah,
he always comes up.
He shreds.
Yeah. They talk about Gary Hoey and then Satriani.
Yeah. Satriani makes a better veal parmesan, I will say.
But then they say nobody had the twitch like Eddie Van Halen did.
That's for real.
Yeah.
That is for
fingers.
True, too. God, I'm going to 72. I got to think he's 70. In his 70s.
Joe Satriani from Chickenfoot is 69 years old today.
We were close.
We're getting close to the end. This guy.
Chickenfoot. I bet he loves that.
He is a famous wrestler, but he does not have an entrance music. He really didn't. But he used to be governor.
Jesse the Body.
Jesse the Body Ventura, which Karrion Kross does a dead-on impersonation.
I love Karrion Kross, by the way. I love Scarlett more. But I'll tell you, man, again, it's just getting old, and we talked about, you know, the dementia and all these different things. Like, he's still got his sauce when it comes to his personality, but when they cut to him on Saturday night's main event, he's, you know how, it's just a part, I'm not making fun, it's just part of life. When you're an older person, you kind of lose control of your jaw a little bit, and you kind of, it looks like you're grinding a little bit. Oh, it's just tough to watch. But he's still, like, up here solid, man.
I love the camera work where he'd appear in the frame, and they quit doing it as much.
Yeah. Does he still live here, or is he?
Mexico? Good question. Does he still live in Mexico? Yeah. When we had him on the show, he was, I'm calling you from Mexico right
now. I have enough money. I live in Mexico City now.
Called Collect, too, so you guys are paying for it. We don't do a good one, actually.
We goof him up a little bit. Karrion Kross has got the gruff, the anger of it.
Jesse the Body Ventura, I will say, is 74 years young.
Okay, 74.
You bastards. You both got it right.
Yay.
We got one more before we get to...
I turned my computer off too, Paige, so I'm not cheating.
Tried
I
to turn mine off
at 9:50 every morning.
Before we get to the Happy Heavenlies, she's not doing so well now. She has Parkinson's disease.
God.
Hasn't sang publicly in years. Tons of hits.
Got to see one of her last ones.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Eagles, the original lineup, was in her band, was her backup band. Linda Ronstadt. That's how Don and Glenn were like, hey, we want our own band. They had to go to her to say, can we quit? She's like, yeah, quit.
You know good. This was one of those anthems where, outside of country music, like, women were openly talking smack about men being dickheads.
They were. Seriously. Yeah.
Baby, you're no good. And I'll tell you again.
Till they got home and they, you know.
Yeah, they went to town on each other.
Got a word. got a word in.
One of the sexiest women's of my women's women women. It's just women, isn't it? It's like deer.
I'm just pretty.
One of the of my childhood for sure. I'm gonna say she's a ripe 80.
82.
79 years old from Linda Ronstadt, but she was she was pretty like in a wholesome way, like like Miss Elizabeth
in a Marie Osmond prior to all the facelifts,
no impure thoughts or anything.
Right, yeah.
Happy heavenly birthday to Airwolf himself, Jan Michael Vincent, which I believe he passed away in Asheville when he passed away.
Oh, Lord.
You're absolutely right.
81 years old. And Webster's daddy.
Alex Karras.
Yep. Alex Karras would have been 90.
The former Detroit Lion.
He passed away in 2012.
What if his mom is still alive? Remember, there's such a... I remember thinking as a young boy, I was like, this marriage makes no sense. Why is this big, hefty, let's call him what he was, fat guy, married to this woman that clearly prefers women? Look at her haircut.
I thought you were talking about Alex Karras' mom. Like, no.
Oh,
no way.
No way. She'd be 132 right now.
Donna is no longer with us.
You know, Webster still looks like Webster, except he's, like, chunkier and older. Like,
is he taller?
I enjoy when...
Emmanuel.
I guess just the algorithm shows me Comic-Con pictures. I don't know why, but it does. And I'll see them from time. That's where I found the one of Antoine Walker, Fat Boy. It's like, oh my God.
Oh, he blew up.
But Emmanuel Lewis says, I just wanted, like, man, if I go to, like, if we win a Star Award, can I carry you in my arms like Michael did to the VMAs or whatever it was?
He's 54, Emmanuel Lewis.
Yeah, but still looks like he will never not be Webster. Like, he. Nope. I mean, that makes sense, but...
4'3", too.
Yeah, but like Josie, 10-foot length.
Probably.
All right, Paige. You remember Josie's measurements, Paige? 3-foot tall with a 10-foot.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to, be tough
that. Look at that.
To be with the women.
God,
like
Webster's...
a tripod.
Webster's mom did have that, like, kind of super butch.
It made no... Like, the casting was just so off on that. And then you... It was like... That's why y'all had to adopt. Neither one of you want to lay down with each other.
She looked mean with that haircut.
She did. Like, she looked like she would have been like a guitar player for Linda Ronstadt.
So haircuts made y'all look mean.
You look like the evil go-go. Dating myself now, aren't I? Literally.
Well, JoJo Siwa gets these different haircuts.
You are dating yourself.
See, that's one of them names. Like, I hear that and I can't think if that's a singer, a model, a new car.
It does it all.
Tony got a new JoJo Siwa. Did you see that?
How fast does it go, man?
Oh, I got... It
sounds like a scooter.
Tony pulled in a Doja Cat today. Did you see that? My Lord.
He's got him in.
Tomorrow, I love it. I love it. I love it. Best damn audio.
Yay! It's my favorite.
I got a foul mouth kid in mine.
I want to laugh tomorrow.
You gonna. I've already aforementioned one of mine that I will be sharing with you. And I've forgotten what that was. What did I say? Oh, we played the one where Doohickey sounds like Cartman.
Oh, yeah. Brian Austin Green.
Brian Austin Green. But seriously, though, the one that I will tell you about is something that is so patriotic and to me, very important. But, my God, you're going to laugh your balls off listening to this. It's not like goofs from Lee Greenwood or anything like that. It's really good. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Get the podcast. Text podcast to 1-800-774-0093, but not while you're driving. Text rates apply. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands, and God bless America. It's good.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.